gas in it, and then they flood it for ducks.
I hear
to light in.
I hear the ducking's good here.
Duck hunting ain't been so good, it didn't have too many this time.
Yeah?
Now, I noticed this boy over here on this farm here, he flooded him a rice field for ducks, but he didn't have too many ducks come in.
I can't hit those things for the world. They're too fast.
Yeah, no, you shoot right at the duck, don't you?
Yes, I do. What's the best way to hit them?
No wonder you don't get it.
What's the best way to hit them?
You see a duck coming this way, flying? Well, you shoot about this. You don't shoot at the duck, you shoot about this far from him. When he gets there, you probably got him.
You know what somebody told me? They said, line up and swing around into it.
Yeah, but you get in front of him, don't
right,
shoot at him.
Right when you... As you're catching up with him, right when you catch him and your gun's swinging, that's when you start to go in front of him, that's when you pull the trigger.
You're supposed to shoot in front of him if he's flying straight by you. You got to shoot across this way. Shoot straight at him, he done gone before you shot that thing. First time I went duck hunting on with a cousin down here, and I was just shooting and nothing, never hitting nothing. He said, what you shooting at? I said, I'm shooting at them ducks. He said, you shooting right at the duck? I said, yeah, that's what I'm shooting at, where I'm holding on. He said, well, shoot about a foot in front of him and see if he don't stop. Sure enough, the next time he hit the ground. I shooting right at the duck. Well, shooting my shell, shot got there, and duck, gone. I don't waste the time on how many shells for ever killed the duck.
What kind of guns you got?
I just got an old double barrel Ranger.
Yeah.
Bought some real buck 40 some odd years ago.
What gauge?
12 gauge.
Yeah. Big heavy gun?
It's heavy enough, weighs about 12 pounds.
That's heavy enough. Sure would be mighty powerful aching after lifting one of those things. Especially go quail hunting. Y'all got quail here?
We did have, but not many now.
Yeah. Thank you. Know what's doing it?
Yep. I have an island, it's cotton corn doing it because they put that poison out there and that's them birds will get them little poison worms. That'll kill them. Well, rabbits, we ain't got too many rabbits. It just about killed out everything, this poison business. But if you ain't got it, you can't raise nothing. You have to stand out in your garden with a can of poison in your hands, you make a garden.
Don't know what to say.
That's true. If you don't poison it, you need to look for nothing. Because you can have stuff up there, the ceiling that high. You go back out there tomorrow and you may not see nothing but just some stubs.
What gets it?
A little insects.
Yeah.
Worms. First one bugging in another. I poured some greens out there three times this white, put them as white as that door, and Vance said, didn't eat them up. I don't leave pouring them no good.
They probably like poison now.
Hey, they done got immune to it.
What are we going to do?
I don't know what we're going to do.
Country's running out of...
It sure is running out. It's getting to where you can't raise nothing.
Well, the thing is, we're competing with just everything else now. It's sort of a death race.
Must be. Competing with something, I don't know what.
Well, I kind of got off there. I wanted to get back to you and ask